Reports, San Francisco City Helps Keep Americans on Drugs. By Neil Monroe on February 11, 2022. San Francisco's government is allowing Honduran drug dealers to prey on Americans, a homeless drug addict told Michael Schellenberg, the author of a book about the city government's support for drug addiction. I've talked to the cops here, saying, I'm literally 10 feet away from the drug dealers talking. While, to you guys, why don't you guys arrest them right now? Said James, a coherent addict from Texas. He continued. And they're like, arrest them for what? And I'm like, dude, what the F? They respond, San Francisco is a sanctuary city. If we arrest the Hondurans, we put them in jail, and they're out 2 days later. The video comes amid news that President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has sharply reduced the deportation of illegal migrants. And as the federal government is expanding subsidies for progressive groups which may provide harm reduction crack pipes and syringes to addicts instead of helping them break away from addiction. Nellie Bowles, a former New York Times reporter, wrote about the city's encouragement of drug addiction. Over the past 2 years, more than 1,360 people have died from drug overdoses in San Francisco. That is more than double the number who have died from COVID. The people in charge of homelessness and addiction want to bully people into giving up public streets and parks. They want to take your tax money and let your suffering neighbors die gentle, stone deaths while they watch and call it justice. Schellenberg is the author of San Francisco: Why Progressives Ruin Cities, which covers the government-backed drug distribution network on his website. Right now, in the heart of downtown San Francisco, the bullshit the mayor spoke about is worsening by the day. The city is running a supervised drug consumption site in United Nations Plaza, just blocks away from City Hall and the Opera House, in flagrant violation of state and federal law. 2 weeks ago, my colleagues and I broke the story. The San Francisco Chronicle confirmed our reporting. There, city-funded service providers supervise people smoking fentanyl and meth they buy from drug dealers across the street. The police do nothing. Indeed, the mayor, through the Department of Emergency Management and the Department of Public Health, is running the site. The city is carrying out a bizarre medical experiment whereby addicts are given everything they need to maintain their addiction: cash, hot meals, shelter, in exchange for almost nothing. Voters have found themselves in the strange position of paying for fentanyl, meth, and crack use on public property. The U.S. Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking reported on February 7 that the opioid epidemic from China and Mexico is deeply damaging the United States. Since 1999, more than 1 million Americans have died from drug overdoses, far more than all of the U.S. service members killed in battle in every war throughout our nation's history. The number of our citizens lost to opioids each year is more than double the number killed by firearms, motor vehicle accidents, or suicide. Synthetic opioids, primarily fentanyl, were responsible for nearly two-thirds of the over 100,000 reported drug overdose deaths in the United States in the 12-month period ending in June 2021. According to the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, this rate is up 30% from the year prior. Breitbart News reported on February 9. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has deported just 27,000 illegal aliens while releasing about 120,000 from federal custody, according to newly unearthed federal data. The data, buried in the DHS database and circulated by the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, gives a glimpse into how Biden's so-called sanctuary country orders helped massively reduce the number of illegal aliens arrested, deported, or released from DHS custody from February to September 2021. Unlawful presence in the United States, alone, will not be a basis for immigration enforcement action. It is a matter of justice and equity as well, Biden's DHS chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, told Congress. More than 90% of the drugs smuggled into the United States travel within cargo trucks and cars, partly because the border agency only scans about one-sixth of the trucks. But once the drugs get into the United States, they can be distributed and sold by the illegal migrants who are allowed through the border.